Well, this morning we are joined with a anatomy professor at St. Scholastica. Lindsay Jensen joins us this morning. St. Scholastica is doing something really cool. They're having their very first ceremony, or they've had their very first ceremony, to honor the folks who have donated their bodies to the college in honor of the pursuit of knowledge. Lindsay Jensen on the line with us this morning. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi. Thank you.
So talk about this memorial service. What a wonderful idea. The idea of using donor bodies is not anything new to the college, though, right?
No, it's not. We've had donors in both of our undergraduate and graduate labs for at least two or three decades, is my understanding, possibly longer. And memorial services or services of gratitude are fairly common throughout the U.S. Through anatomy bequest programs. We get our bodies from the University of Minnesota. There's two bequest programs in the state of Minnesota, the University of Minnesota, and then the Mayo Clinic also has a donation program. And so they do a very elaborate and beautiful service that I went to in November, where they invite the families of those who've donated their bodies to science, and it's just a lovely tribute. So this was really meant more for our students, just to take the time and reflect on the year and what they've learned and the privilege of having people to learn off of how intricate our bodies are.
What is it like for students, especially students who have the first opportunity to do work on a deceased person? I would imagine that would be kind of tough.
It is. It's very overwhelming, especially I teach the undergraduate anatomy lab, so I do a lot of, prep work beforehand to kind of give them a heads up of what the lab is set up like and what's going on, and that it's going to smell a little different and all of those types of things. I mean, just the visual of everything is pretty overwhelming, and when you take the time to realize that these people, donors have gratefully and graciously just decided that they didn't need their bodies anymore for their own sake, but just for the knowledge of other people. It's a very humbling experience, I think. But it's very, dissecting is a very time-consuming process, and it's very easy for and necessary, I think, for students and myself to kind of desensitize and just look at a forearm as a group of muscles and arteries and nerves instead of, wondering what those forearms did in a previous life. So that's kind of part of what that memorial service that we did was all about, was to take a step back and think about that.
Now, this is the first time that you've done something like this. What was that like for the students? Like you say, I think it would make sense that it would be necessary to distance yourself and a little bit from the idea of this person as a person and concentrate on the learning experience, because that kind of emotion could maybe stand in the way of your learning what you need to learn or becoming an effective physician. But what's it like then to put the students, how did they react to be put in a position where they were being deliberately asked to go back and look at these folks as the people that they were at one point?
I think it was received really well. We had about 75 people that showed up, a lot of them students, but we also had some staff and faculty that came as well. And I previously taught at Colorado College in Colorado Springs, and I had some of my students write kind of a reflective essay. They teach on a block plan at Colorado College, so we were in the lab 5 hours every day because they just took one class. They took anatomy for 18 days. And so we spent a lot of time on one person that had donated their bodies, and there was one particular individual that wrote a very striking reflection that really just captured that dichotomy of needing to desensitize yourself, but at the same time recognizing that this was a person that had, adventures and had all these life stories that we'll never know.
What a wonderful thing. Then
absolutely.
You also are hoping to plant a tree.
Yes. Yep.
Every year for these folks.
Yes. We're hoping to do ours for this year on Friday, and I don't know what time offhand, but We have an apiary for beekeepers at St. Scholastica, and where that apiary is, there's quite a bit of invasive species that are coming in and such, and so one of my teaching assistants has gone above and beyond and talked to the right folks, and we're going to put a pollinator tree to help those bees out and to help cut down on those invasive species and hope to have kind of a grove of trees as the years go on, which will be really fantastic.
What a loving tribute. What a neat thing. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was great to talk with you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Lindsay Jensen joined us this morning on the phone. She is an anatomy professor at the College of St. Scholastica, and they held their first ceremony to honor the people whose bodies were donated to the anatomy lab.